Blog Talk Radio.
Really to live past the moment because of your pressing, because of your making it. I just give honor to the Spirit of the Lord, who's the head of our life, and I just thank God for what He's doing. I'm telling you right now, I'm just excited about the different things that God has. I know many of you right now, you very excited.
But the moment we
every trial
Fire through the moment, because God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all things. And I'm telling you right now, we have to go through the press, through the moment. And all the worst things, I'm telling you right now that it is behind you, because you are in a press, you are in a place of movement. So therefore, everything that is, my God, that you can't do anything with, it got to stay behind you. Send a shout out to our special friends and family up there in Norway, international waters, our families and friends. In out of town, we just thank God for you all just coming on and being a part with us, just coming on and sharing with us, because it's always a pleasure that you're making us as your social media families and friends, because it is a blessing for what the Lord is doing in your life. I just want to send a shout out to our very own family, ABM Ministry, because it's a blessing, my God, to see lovely people that just love the Lord and just want to engage into the things of the Lord. To move on for their spirit. And if you need a family, we want to invite you on. Come on. My God, it's amazing people that really loves the Lord and ready to go after the things of the Lord. And we just thank God for you. I'm telling you right now, saints of God, as you keep pressing, you keep moving, you're going to live past the moment. You're going to live past anything that you desire to, that you desire. But you're going to have to understand that it's not going to come easy. I wish that it is a couple of words that we could say and all of a sudden, boom, we snap our fingers, it's here. No, it takes you. It takes your effort. It takes you pushing. It takes you working. It takes you putting your hands, my God, to whatever you not need to do. It takes you not to engage into different things. It takes you to block different things that try to come your way to hinder and stop you. It takes you. And the moment when you understand that it takes me, it is me, my God, that's the moment you're going to position yourself to receive every blessing that the Lord rains down from heaven. Begin to position you, businessman, businesswoman, you position yourself for success once you understand that it takes me. It is me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's nobody else, but it's me, O Lord. I'm telling you right now, thanks to God, we just thank God for what he is doing, because it's all right, because we're going to keep engaging into the things of the Lord. Listen, I want to jump right on to it tonight, my God, and I want to just thank God for all our young people that is graduating. We give God the honor. We thank God that you made it, amen. But the journey just begun. Let me tell you something, it just begun, amen. And I hope you be individuals that you'll be able to listen to individuals that go before you and give you wisdom, amen. Because there's a lot of individuals now, they're very educated, but yet they are unemployed. They're very educated, but yet they have not walked into no career. So, amen, education alone is not the key. That's part of it, but we got to understand we're going to have to engage into some other things if we're going to be successful. Amen. Saints of God, we just give honor to the Lord and we thank the Lord. Father, we bless your holy name. Let the things that he said through the Holy Ghost, through the power of the Holy Ghost, it begin to penetrate through the spirit and the minds of individuals that continue to us, for we can engage into different things that we do not know, for we can begin to engage and expose the adversary that is causing us to stay in a fat lady and in a stuck place. We shall not go around this mountain. We shall not continue to go around different things that is in our life, but we're going to be individual that constantly moving forward in our life, moving forward in everything that you have us engaged to do, moving forward in our finances, moving forward in our business, moving forward. God, in the name of Jesus, we want to constantly move forward. So we thank you, Lord, that you've given us the revelation, you've given us the you've given us every tool that we possibly need, so we could constantly be successful right here, right now, on this earth, amen. And as we continue to be successful on this earth within our own personal life, we begin to bring change and impact into others that connect and others that believe within us. So once again, God, we say thank you for what are you doing in our life. We say thank you for how you are bringing us into a place where we could be students of the gospel, for we could begin to execute and come into understanding of what we know. For the book of Hosea Jacob. My peoples have been destroyed for a lack of knowledge. God, we do not want to be destroyed for a lack of knowledge. So we ask you to rain down heavenly knowledge from the heavens. Amen. We do not want to engage into man's intellect and man's knowledge, but we want to engage into the heavenly knowledge, into the intellect of the heavens. So God, we receive the different things that come from the heavens, regardless if they have to be released from man as a carrier. My God, the long as it comes from the heaven, not come from the of visual. So we have a spiritual sifter that we sift through in the name of Jesus, my God, so we could continue to engage into the different things of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I just want to tell you tonight that you are blessed. Understand this. You are blessed. It's nothing that God done created in this earth, that nothing that God allowed have to breathe in this earth that is not blessed. Everything about you is blessed. You just need the understanding and thank God. The problem is not understanding and not knowing that we are blessed. The problem is engaging into the blessing. We having problems of engaging into the blessing. We know that we are blessed. We understand that we are blessed. But the reality of it, what I know, what I understand, I'm not engaging. I'm not really seeing the manifestation that where my blessing or different things that is my help is coming to me right now. So the thing about it is we come into life, prayer, we constantly go into life, into the word, we go into engage to find results that is into word, into individual, into the message, into what someone is saying. Amen. But we're trying to find a place how we can engage into the things of the Lord for we can be blessed. Then down through the year, down through the journey, at points we begin to get stuck. And we don't want to be stuck, or we don't want to be in neutral. We don't want our life to stuck, but something called a issue calls, or things in our life calls for us to be in a stuck place within our minds, the stuck place the way we're thinking, the stuck place of our perception, the stuck place. So therefore, as we get into a stuck place, we begin to get into our feelings, where we begin to engage into different things or not engage into different things. But it'll call, my God, issues with others. Sometimes we don't see our own self and understand that our own self need the deliverance, and because of that, we begin to cause, my God, issues where we hurt others. So now it comes to a point in our walk where we have to understand that forgiveness is the key. Not necessarily that we are always the one that does something. Something can be done to us. And if we don't understand that, regardless of what in our life that be done to us, God has the last say so. How many of you tonight understand that God has the last say so? What the enemy meant for bad, God meant it for good. And God has the last say so of your life. He has the last say so of what determines of which walk you're going to go or what's going to happen. He has the last say so, even though afflictions might come on your spirit, even though wounds and scars might come into your life. But at the end of the day, God has the last. You a winner, and you is a winner. So therefore, if we don't understand and we live with issues that is in our hearts that causing, my God, illness in our body, that causing our mind not to be in a peaceful place, not to be in a joyful place. It tempers with our worship. It contaminates, my God Almighty. It contaminates our walk, our mission, amen, our relationship. It doesn't matter if it's spiritual or natural. It contaminates that. It sabotages our journey. It sabotages our success. It sabotages different things, my God, that we are trying to engage in for the success, not only in our life. By this time, some of us done had kids or adopted some or got individual trying to leave something to, amen, give something to, not get something from. So therefore, we done done to others. So we go into a part of prayer where we repent, amen, and we ask for forgiveness. And the moment of the forgiveness, we got to understand, we got to leave it there. cares upon the Lord. You got to understand, when you don't cast your cares upon the Lord, you are already in violation of, my God, sinning against the third heaven. The first heaven of these blue skies in this earth that is causing or made that law. It's not the second heavens where the princes of palace rules of darkness, the lower heavens that dwells and reigns in. It's the third heaven that is the order on the Lord. Yes. See, many of us, we engage into as somebody drinking, somebody doing drugs, somebody fornicating. The different things what Moses talks about in the different Ten Commandments. But we do not realize that we are also having trouble and falls into the spiritual laws, into the spiritual order that we begin to engage in that is not. We have to repent. That's why you got to constantly watch every area in your life. It's not about your sister and brothers. It's about us. It's about you. Amen. Because when you don't cast your cares, that comes from the third heaven. In other words, quarters, amen, that came from the main headquarters, but because of we did not operate or engage or accepted and walked into the order that came from the main headquarters, it causes our life to go through a trauma, amen. So now we got to understand that we have to repent, we got to turn, we got to ask for forgiveness, and we cannot pick it up. And that's the problem that I shared with you the other day. We begin to walk away from things, but yet we begin to pick it back up. We begin to, my God, wonder and ponder with it. Without us leaving an issue dead, we be trying to cause a resurrection power to come up on that issue. Why in the world that I want to talk about something 3 years ago, 4 years ago, amen, I had an individual call me up and they said, do you remember when we was kids and what we did and stuff like that? I said, I don't have no remembrance of that. I don't try to remember that because I am a new place. I want you to know who I am now. Don't know who I was. Get to know who I am, because who I am now is nothing compared to who I was then. Amen. I was a mess then. I was an individual very reckless and careless then. I don't want to remember what I was then. I want to keep remembering who I am now. You need to remember who you are now. Some of us get to the place to where we allow these spirits to rock us, we allow us to stay in a position of stuck, we begin to say different things. You don't know who I am. You don't know what I could do. You don't know. You just enter into your flesh. You just enter into your feelings, because at the end of the day, who I am now, I am a child of God. Who I am now, I wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against princes of powers and against rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. That's who I am now. I'm not worried about coming into you and cut you. I'm not worried about doing what I used to do, because what I used to do is an old man. And I don't want no remembrance of the old man, because the old man is nothing good about it. But I am a new creature in God. Because I'm a new creature in God, I'm going to constantly pick up the new man. And the new man who I am now is an individual engaging into the things of God, into the power of God, individual that prays, an individual that worship, an individual that seeks the face of God, an individual that disengages the power of wickedness through prayer, through fasting, through consecration, to get, my God, results through not only spiritual but also natural. That's who you are. Understand who you are. Everybody, I encourage you. You get through the enemy of the weapons in the spirit realm. That is who you are. Oh, my goodness. If I was in the church with you, I'd ask for a walk with up on this line tonight. That's who you are. So we got to understand that we cannot engage back into the past. We cannot engage what we don't release. Engage God, what's due to him. We cannot engage. And the enemy engaged us, my God, causing our life to be stuck in the past just simply because we have not left tomorrow alone. We still got yesterday hurt. We still got yesterday issue. We still wrestle with the same old stuff that happened to us 3 and 4 years ago, 5 years ago. So now the enemy using that as a weapon against you. That's something how the enemy could come into your house, pick out your knife out of your kitchen that you paid a price for, that you don't bought, to do some work in your kitchen, to cook your food, to prep your food. He used the weapons that you bought and used them up on you. Amen. He kept the weapons that you have and use them against you. He take your issues and use them against you. He take what you've been through, use them against you. He take your problems, your circumstances, and use them against you. Because it's you that he want to stop. It's not your neighbor. It's you that he want to stop. Last but not least, before we move into the new tonight, my God Almighty, confidence. Many of us lose our confidence. We lose our confidence because we have not get to the place to ask for forgiveness. We lose our confidence because we have not to the place to believe who we are. We lose our confidence because we try to find identity in everything else, but we have not find the identity of who we are. We still trying to find our confidence in our past, what I used to do, what I could do to you, how I could get you, how I could come there, and all that kind of stuff, but we have not found our confidence who we are in the spirit. Why? Because we have not believed or we have not seen the results that happen in our life from the spirit will as we confess. Like I said once before, a lot of times we fool ourselves. And because we have not seen the things to operate in the spirit realm for our life, we have not prayed and see our prayers come to pass. We have not prophesied and see our prophecies to come to pass in our life. So therefore, it calls an issue within us, an issue that we wrestle with silently, that we wrestle with in secretly, that we wrestle with even though we have a worship, even though we lift our hands, even though we're speaking in tongues, even though we say, God, I trust you, but we still have a wrestle with inside of us that we don't believe because God have not came and showed his face yet. I'm believing. I don't want nobody to know that I don't know if God is for real. I don't want nobody to know that he is a living God, but I'm trusting and believing. I'm trying to hold on to this faith that God is real. So now we have a warfare going on in inside. And what's going on in inside, it has a tendency to leak on the outside, begin to cause warfare on everything around you. Because of you wrestling in the inside, it causes a wrestling match going on everywhere around you. Amen. We got to walk in confidence. We got to understand that we are child of the king. This is where God got me. This is my walk. This is what he chose me. I'm going to walk in confidence. I'm going to walk in victory. I'm going to walk in power. I'm going to walk into the things of God. I'm going to walk and engage into the things of God. And I'm not going to allow no weapon that is formed against me to prosper in my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Watch this. My God, watch this. Now, it brings us up to tonight. Tonight, the spirit of altar and the spirit of influence. Altar and influence. Amen. Altar and influence. My God Almighty, altar influence. Many of us, we lies in alt. Alt comes to open the door. Spirit of alt, it comes to open the door. my God Almighty, comes to allow a door to be open for other things to come on in. For a party finna get ready to go on in your mind. For a party finna get ready to go on in your spirit. That's why, my God Almighty, that's why you cannot allow into a spirit of oath. The Bible says if you have an oath against your brothers or sisters, you go before them. You go to them, my God. But the spirit of influence begin to overtake the body of Christ without the body of Christ knowing. That's the power of the enemy, and that's the craftiness of him. He wants to show you one hand, but he don't show you the other hand. He want to show you the big bad boys that we figured that is a big bad boy, but he don't want to show you the other things that is really killing the body of Christ, that is really killing the individual, and that spirit of influence is really killing the body of Christ, because the moment an oath comes in, or the moment an issue that comes into your life, right behind that is the spirit of influence. If the spirit of influence want to talk to you or using somebody else to talk to you, that's why we come to this place to where when the oath comes, or opposition comes, somebody said this, he said that, disappointment comes here, rejection comes here, denial comes here, we get to the point and just say to ourselves, I'm sick of this, I can't take this no more. Matter of fact, I might as well just leave. Let me pack my bag. I don't want to engage into this. My God, what you deal with right now is the spirit of influence. It has influenced you to remove yourself. It has influenced you to receive division. It has influenced you to, my God, y'all hear me, to receive the spirit of rejection. You got to understand something. If you don't receive the spirit cannot enter or use you. If you don't receive the things of the enemy, the things of the enemy will not be successful. That's why the Bible says resist the enemy and he shall flee. When you resist the enemy shall flee. But the moment it comes in, and it comes in through influence, it make you begin to engage into different things and different talk, where the Bible says you got to begin to pull these things down. When the Bible says you got to begin to rebuke these things, you got to begin to come against these things. But what happened is we begin to engage into the spirit of influence, my God, and the spirit of influence begin to talk to us, and we begin to believe it. Then we begin to react on it. We begin to be separable. We begin to have distance from people. We begin to shut down. We begin not to communicate, because the enemy knows you're the only weapon that's going to defeat that spirit, my God, of influence. Is healthy communication. Y'all hear me tonight. Healthy communication. Amen. That's why the spirit of influence is overpowering and overtaking, my God, individuals in the kingdom now. And what they focus on, well, it's the devil in that individual. It's the devil in this. Well, if the Bible going to tell you, love thy brother, regardless of what's inside the individual, I still got love for you. But because of the spirit of influence. Y'all hear me tonight. It's influence. It's causing a lot of us. Instead of us going forward, we're going backwards. Instead of us moving in our life, we're still standing still because we've been influenced by something else. And now the spirit of influence is so crafty, he begins to get into your spiritual gift. He begins to allow you to discern things that is not even there. He begins to allow you to hear things as if it's God or as if it's the Holy Ghost, but yet it's the spirit of influence. The spirit of influence is a very social spirit. It's a very social, a spirit that knows how to communicate very well. Understand the weapon of communication. You got to understand that. The spirit of influence is a very counsel spirit. It will counsel you, not for the better, but for the worse. It will cause you to sabotage everything in your life. It'll cause you to abort every mission that God placed in front of you. It'll cause everybody that is, my God, looking at you, it will convince you that everybody that is looking at you got a problem. Everybody that got something to say about you. Where folks is trying to reach heaven for themselves. Where folks is trying to call out God for themselves. But when that spirit of influence is received, when you receive that spirit of influence, that's where you go. I'm so sick of this, man. My goodness, let me tell you
something, saints of God. That's why the kingdom is set up the way it is. We got issues. People got issues. But I always tell you, don't allow your issues to conquer you or somebody else's issue to conquer you. But you got to be the one to conquer it. Is there anybody tonight making up in their mind that I refuse to stop anymore? I'm going to be the one to conquer the issues. I'm going to be the one to conquer everything. Amen. When the spirit of hearts comes in, it makes something, it makes you to be offended. It makes you to be offended. Make things come into your life where it offended you. It makes you to get into a place to where your spirit get hurt. It makes you to walk around with this stuff. It makes you to feel that. I have a thing when an individual call me and say, Pastor this and Pastor that, first thing I do, I say, hold on, let's call the individual. Because when you get the individual on them, because when we begin to communicate and we begin to get truth on the line, it disengages the powers of the enemy. But the moment when we don't communicate, the moment when we don't begin to seek our brothers and sisters to find out the truth or whoever, co-workers, it doesn't matter what part of a relationship, that's the moment when the enemy could continue to work his craftiness on you. Spirit of hurt. My God. And what it does, it begins to work with the spirit of influence. But it got to break your shell. It has to break your defense line. It has to call something to shake you. And all it want to do is to shake you, to break your defense line. Because long as you got your guards up, the longest you walking flat-footed, the longest you declaring and decreeing, the longest you praying in the Holy Ghost, the longest you keep confessing that God is the light, who's the light of my salvation, whom shall I fear? The moment you keep doing that, it want to break through your defense area. It needs to break. I will show you with this, our offense and the defense. A team cannot win without the offense. Amen. The defensive player blocks our offense from winning. So the enemy want to win on you. So since the enemy want to win on you, he got to play offense. In order for him to be successful in this offensive game, he got to dismantle your defense. Y'all hear me tonight. He has to dismantle your defense. If your defense is in prayer, he got to dismantle it. If your defense is being connected to your local church, being connected to the people in your church, he got to dismantle it. If your defense is your family member, mentor, he got to dismantle it. If your defense is in fasting, he got to dismantle it. If your defense is encouragement, my God Almighty, thinking of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for you, he got to dismantle your defense to be able to play offense to win upon you. And he will use the spirit of old to shake you, to dismantle you. And what it does, it takes your focus and puts your focus on the issue. It puts your focus on the issue. It don't put your focus on the spirit, how to come up with a solution, how to come up with ingredients to disarm the power of the enemy, this power of the adversary. Amen. So now when the all comes in, now the spirit of influence will come in now. Influence keep the door open. Influence is like a door stopper. It put upon the door to keep the door open for others to come in. Influence, my God, that's why you got to be careful who you counsel with. You got to be careful who you engage with. You got to be careful who you consult with. You got to be careful who you vent to. You got to be careful who you release to. Because when the spirit of influence come in, my God, y'all hear me tonight. The spirit of influence is going to come in, plant seeds in your spirit. It's going to come in, my God, to reshape your perspective, to reshape your mind. It's going to mess up and bring a cat, my God, it's going to bring a stigma in your spiritual eyesight. It's going to cause a dysfunctional to go in. It's going to cause your spirit of mindset not to engage into the things of the God, but engage into your old feelings. It's going to cause your old feelings to be resurrected. It's going to cause it's to owe you, because you need to teach somebody a lesson. You need to go ahead and show somebody who you really is. You need to let somebody know that you ain't nothing to be played with. You need to let somebody know that you ain't going to be taking their foolishness. That's what the spirit of, y'all hear me, influence. It will influence you to engage into things that is not of God. It begins to influence you to abort mission, abort assignment. My God, many of us, we are not growing in the spirit, because soon stuff comes up, the spirit of influence comes in, it begins to cause individuals to abort their assignment. One thing that the enemy don't want, he do not want you to reach, to form their spiritual maturation, spiritual matureness. If you get to a place of spiritual matureness in the spirit, the enemy knows that his time is up. And not only his time is up, everybody that you come in contact with, they finna get ready to go into engaging into the things of the Lord. So the spirit of influence come in to dismantle you. It is a very social spirit. Many of us think we're talking to ourselves. We are engaging into ourselves. And a lot of times when we engage into our feelings, we are talking to the spirit of influence. The spirit of influence is talking out of us, and it's talking through us to influence us. That's why a lot of divorce, people don't want to work through marriages. They come in because of the spirit of influence. It tells them, you can't take this no more. It tells them, you don't deserve this. It tells them, God ain't gave you this here to go through this here. It tells them these different things. Y'all hear me? Because of the spirit of influence, we ask the body of Christ, we look for the influence. We always worry about the witches. We worry about the warlocks. We worry about the witch doctor. We worry about who doing a Ouija board on us. We worry about the spirit of division. My God, but these two spirits, the spirit of all, they the first ones. My God, the spirit, y'all hear me. Y'all hear me tonight. The spirit of all and the spirit of influence. These two spirits, they work together to get the door open for everything else that you've been worrying about to enter in. But if they never engaged the door in the first place, if we dealt with them before they opened the door, we dealt with them before they put the door stop in the door to keep the door open, we will dismantle whatever try to come in. They won't be able to come in, because I don't dealt with the spirit of all. I don't dealt with the spirit of influence in the name of Jesus. So therefore, tonight, I'm going to cut it off. I want to drive this a little bit deeper. My God Almighty, but we got to begin to end it. We got to begin to pray, to ask God to reveal to us the things that is in the spirit realm that we have not seen. Reveal to us that small thought. Reveal to us the things that we say that is not, my God, that is not going to do any damage, that is harmless to us in the spirit. My God, reveal to us in the name of Jesus. That way we begin to deal with different things before it engages. That's why God said communication is a very strong weapon. It is a weapon that will defeat and keep the door shut. It will defeat the spirit of influence. It will defeat the spirit of alt. That's why. That's why it don't want people to communicate. It don't want people to talk. It don't want the individual to communicate by the feeling. It's been working. Watch this thing. So, God, we're going to get ready to go in the form of repentance and prayer. It's been working on you as you was a young child. It's been working on you throughout your life. How it's been working on you? Because you become a person that is a giver, not a receiver. And you don't know how to communicate, to share with somebody that you're going through. You don't know how to communicate, to share with somebody that you got a need, because you don't know how to communicate. The enemy been working on you for a long time. It's something that how, my God Almighty, that the Bible teach us, if your brother and sister have a need, if they hungry, feed them. If they need clothes, clothe them. Like, y'all hear me? But that spirit of influence, it been working on you without you knowing that it been working on. It been working on you since your childhood. It been working on you as you've been coming up through life. It been working on you for a long time. That's why we can be able to help somebody else, but when it's time for us to be helped, we cannot ask for the help. We cannot look for the help. It's hard for us to receive the help, because the enemy knows, long as you're not receiving, long as you are not engaging it is going to constantly to defeat you. It's going to constantly to engage into you. That spirit been at work for a long time without your knowing that it's in work in your life. The spirit, my God Almighty, of influence. They don't want you to talk. They don't want you to say something. That's why the old saying, a closed mouth will not get fed. You must, God say, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. Because God trying to tell you that the spirit of influence is circling around your door. And if you don't ask, it will not be given. If you don't seek, you are not going to find it. If you don't knock at the door, you will not receive it. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. God, I thank you. Saints of God, we got to begin to dismantle this. Dismantle this in our minds. Dismantle this in our spirit. Dismantle this in the name of Jesus. Begin to open up your mouth. So now that spirit don't wrap this pause around you without you knowing that your pause been wrapped around you. Now the spirit of pride don't took over. The spirit of, y'all hear me. But before the spirit of pride don't came into your life, it had to bring in, my God, the spirit of influence to get your mind positioned a different way, to get your thinking positioned a different way, to get you convinced that this is how it should be. My God, I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging for bread. That's what my Bible tells me. Saints of God, we're going to have to dismantle the things in the spirit that you are really not engaging in. The spirit of altar. Y'all hear me? In the spirit of influence. We got to dismantle the spirit of influence in the name of Jesus. That's why the Bible says if you got a halt against your brother or your sister, go to them, talk to them, resolve the issue, come to agreement. That's why the Bible tells us to repent, cast your cares unto the Lord. That way you don't give these spirits no grounds to attack you. You don't give these spirits no weapons to use against you. Amen. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we disengage the power of my God Almighty of influence in the name of Jesus. Influence in our life. We go back to our childhood and disengage the power of influence. We disengage the power of altar. That it will not have any success in our life. We dismantle and disengage that spirit in the name of Jesus. We command it to shut our doors in the name of Jesus. Teach us, Holy Ghost, how to be better communicators. Teach us, Holy Ghost, how we can use our communication as weapons in the spirit. Teach us, Holy Ghost, how we can communicate and dismantle the things and disengage the things of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, cover my mind, in my spirit, in the name of Jesus, from evil influence. Of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over our minds, over our spirits, in the name. Try to bring down strongholds. So therefore, God, we repent on the second dimension for listening to the spirit of influence, for receiving the doctrines and receiving the information of the spirit of influence in the spirit of altar in the name of Jesus. Forgive us, God, and we repent, God, in the name of Jesus, that we allow the spirit of influence to shape our minds, to shape our spirits, to save our good life. And we also repeat, God, on the third dimension, where you tell us to resist the enemies, but we have not resisted the enemies. We talk and conversate with influence. So we repent, God, on the third dimension. In the name of Jesus, forgive us, Holy Ghost. We hit the reset buttons on tonight. Forgive us for the things that we did not know, and help us to engage into the things that we do need to know. In the name of Jesus, somebody tonight need to give God the praise, need to give God the glory. Pull it down, the spirit of influence. Pull it down in the name of Jesus. Pull it down in the name of Jesus. We shall not be influenced to quit. We shall not to be influenced to join the power. We shall not be influenced not to like a brother and sister. We shall not be influenced to avoid our assignments, to avoid our careers. In the name of Jesus, we shall not be influenced in the spirit realm. We come against every demonic voice that is not of God, that is speaking to us in a form of some realities. In the name of Jesus, we disengage his will to speak. We disengage his voice box to speak. In the name of Jesus, we release the spirit of a mute upon the second heavens and everything that's trying to speak to us in the spirit. In the name of Jesus, for our soul say yes tonight, God. For our soul say yes unto you tonight. For our soul say yes unto you tonight. Hallelujah, Shekhanah Roshi and me. Netanyah Roshi. Many of us tonight, we've been suffering with that spirit. We've been suffering with that spirit of influence. We've been wrestling with it for a long time and did not know we was wrestling with it or disengaging with it. To where it caused the spirit of blindness. It caused us not to able to receive. It caused us not to be in a position to ask for help because it don't engage our powers to play offense. But tonight, as we keep moving in the spirit and learning how to stay engaged into the things of God, we come against the spirit of alt and the spirit of offense. We learn their characteristics, their character. The spirit of alt character, it comes in to bring an offense into your life because it needs to disengage your defense. It needs to cause some things to weaken your defense, weaken your prayer life. It needs to weaken your will to fast, your will to consecrate. So it comes in to bring issues. It uses ones that you care about to bring issues. It uses all wounds that have been healed up to bring issues, to make you think that they're still open. Now the spirit of, like an influence, it comes to drive it deeper. It comes to talk to you. It comes to have intelligent conversations. It's come to make you feel as though that it's over, that you are tired. It make marriages feel as though you can't go no more, you can't do no more. It make you think that, hey, everybody is against me. It have you fool in your own mind. It make you think that you don't need to ask no one for nothing because these people are going to judge you. It make you think that, no, you don't need to do this. So now you keep a mouth. And after the word of God say, ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened. The spirit of influence. Spirit of influence. Have us to engage into our old past the way we used to be. Our old past characters. Our old past behaviors. To where we don't grow. And it causes our growth to be stagnated in the spirit. It causes us to not be mature saints. We always engaging into stuff that is not of God. So we disengage the power of influence by communication, by having a will to open up, to do what the word of God says. If I have an altar, I will go to you. If I have a need, I will ask. If I need help, I will ask. Because a closed mouth will never get fed. So we dismantle that spirit, for we can continue to engage into the things of the living God. God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I know, my God, I feel the spirit of the living God. And once we begin to set these spirits at the door, and we begin to meet these things at the door, saints, we'll begin to set the door, and we won't have to deal with division. We won't have to deal with your rejection. We won't have to deal with suicidal. We won't have to deal with all these things that the enemy wants us to see, but never want us to see, of the other spirits that is at work. My goodness, I feel the Holy Ghost. I know that many of you don't doubt it tonight. You receive it. I can feel you in the spirit. So let's engage into the things and understand that the enemy, he wants to stop you. It's not your neighbor, even though he may use them. It's not your friend, even though he may use them. It's not your co-labor, spiritual or natural, even though he can use them. It's you. It's you that he wants you to abort your mission. It's you that he don't want you to be blessed. So here you send, my God, a spirit of influence to influence you to make certain decisions. And what you do is not a decision you're making. You are receiving other spirits. That's why individuals, they have these 10s and 20s and 30s. They have all different individuals. That's why the spirit of Legion came about. Spirit of Legion said, we are many. We are many. Because they're working together to disarm you. Don't let them take your love away. Don't let them take your peace away. Don't let them shape your eyesight to a brother and sister that is not right, that it goes against the word of God. Don't let them, because it'll cause you to be stuck. My goodness, I feel the Holy Ghost. Father, I pray tonight that you'll wash our spirits and wash our minds. Are the conversations that will allow the spirit of influence to influence us in. Get this reverence, get this voice out of our spirits, out of our ears. And we inquiring into you, the voice of the heavens, the voice of the angels, the voice of the Holy Ghost, the voice of you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Saints of God, thank you for tuning in. I hope I gave you something that's going to help you to continue to move forward in your life, regardless if it's on a business level, regardless if it's on a personal level. I want to begin to help you so you could go ahead and continue to thrive in the things of success in your personal life and also in the spirit realm. We thank you, my God, the team of APM, Pastor Smith, amen, Mother Jackson, Mother Helen, Mother OG, amen. We all thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God for our family and friends over there on the meeting line. I see you. I love you all. Intercessor, we love you. We're going to keep engaging into the things of the Lord. And we're going to understand that we are going to be victorious. I can't speak for anybody else, but I can speak for ABM Ministry. We are determined to be victorious and successful. And we're going to continue to disengage every power of the enemy and every weapon that he's tried to use, because God called us blessed. And that's the only thing that I want to engage in. He calls us successful. That's the only thing that I want to know. We don't need to know anything else. Listen, tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., we're going to be right back on engaging into intercessory prayer. Amen. And also, we're going to be right back on that night at 7 p.m. And also on Saturday, 7 p.m., I'm going to be right back on, and we're going to finish it up, my God, going into Sunday, because we're going to continue to engage into the things of God. Stay prayed up. Let's keep fasting 12 a.m. to 12 p.m., because we want to continue to engage into the things of the Lord. If you're serious about your walk and you're serious about their life, you're going to go ahead and put the time and put the work in. Amen. Until we meet again as brothers and sisters, peoples of God, let's go ahead and pull down that spirit, my God Almighty. that is trying to influence you, and let's go ahead and deal with the spirit of alt. Amen. And let's begin to communicate. Ask the Lord, give you the willpower to teach you how to communicate. That's one of the issues where the enemy, from a very young age, childhood age, better begin to disengage the children of God, the peoples of God, where we are right now, and begin to work on you very young, for you cannot communicate properly, because it knows that communication is a weapon, and it could go ahead and shut the door for nothing else could come into your life. Because you are well communicators. Amen. We love you all. Let's keep pushing. Let's keep pressing. And I see you in the morning at 7 a.m. with the family at 8 a.m. You be blessed. Amen. And